This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Miguel Solis de Tejerina. Date of birth, March 2nd, 1984. Case ID number is 386-5534. Date of exam, January the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/23/22, and medical records from Dr. Jose M. Longoria III, D.C., dated 9/16/20. Identifying information. This is a 38-year-old divorced male with two children who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right hip pain with right leg damage and high blood pressure. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked at an electrical refinery for approximately 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his grandmother and his mother in a trailer, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, right hip pain with right leg damage. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. History of allegations, number one, right hip pain with right leg damage. The claimant states that in June of 2020, he fell and slipped while he was cleaning his house and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his right leg. However, the claimant states that he feels pain and numbness of the right lower extremity. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc x3 and states that he had 3 discectomies with a fusion of the lumbar sacral back area. The claimant states he had this surgery performed in October 2020 in Mexico. His limitations include being able to walk 80 feet with his cane, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above his head, comma, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, sometimes going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally making an egg or a sandwich, but not doing any other exercise whatsoever. His physician is Dr. Marco Flores Gutierrez, and he denies seeing a chiropractor and states that he only received 2 sessions of physical therapy. At the present time, he is not taking any medications for pain. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc at the level of L4, L5, L2, to L3 and L3 to L4, and states that he had a discectomy performed on these 3 areas as well as a fusion. He was also diagnosed with right radiculopathy by EMGs and also has peroneal and tibial nerve damage of the right leg confirm with nerve conduction velocities. The claimant also states that he has decreased strength of the right leg, which was confirmed with MRIs, EMGs, and NCVs, and has a right foot drop with decreased strength of the right leg. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He also has numbness of the right leg, and his right leg appears to be more swollen than the left. As noted earlier, his limitations include being able to walk 80 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to sleep at this time. The claimant states that he is unable to put his clothes on by himself and that his mother needs to assist him. He does have a cane that he uses all the time at home. As noted earlier, his physician is Dr. Marco Gutierrez. He's on no medication for pain, and he does minimal activity. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that also in 2020, he started to have problems with frontal and occipital headaches. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, but does occasionally have blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 79 mmHg. He is presently taking lisinopril 20 milligrams BID, hydralazine 50 milligrams BID, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams BID, and amlodipine 5 milligrams BID. He was diagnosed with hypertension. Family history. His father is 68 and has cancer of the prostate and hypertension. His mother is 67 and she suffers from hypertension and nodules of the thyroid, along with diabetes mellitus. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams BID, hydralazine 50 milligrams BID, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, morbid obesity, comma, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine times 3 with positive electromyograms and nerve conduction velocities indicating a right nerve damage of the right leg and radiculopathy. Major surgery, laminectomy and discectomy times 3 with a fusion of the lumbar sacral back area. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 397 pounds, height 6 feet 2 inches, BP 130 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 52. A general. This is a 38-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for disability examination and to be appeared to be somewhat agitated. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese. He did have a 13-centimeter vertical scar in the midline area of his lumbar sacral back area, which appeared to be intact. Could you drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle was 1+ for the right side and 0 for the left. The claimant had normal reflexes with the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at +2. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lower extremity and the lumbar sacral back area. Joint swelling, erythema, effusion, and deformity was noted of the right leg. There is abnormal range of motion. Motor and sensory findings in the right lower extremities, but normal for the upper extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 10 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 10 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially of the right lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee, which was at 90 degrees, but the claimant was unable to passively flex his leg, secondary to obesity and decreased strength of the right leg. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate, and he appeared to be dragging his right leg. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, he requires a cane at all times and probably would do better with a walker. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis were normal, but patella and Achilles reflexes were abnormal at 0 for the right side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right lower extremity and normal for all other areas. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 2 over 5 for the right lower extremity and plus 5 over 5 for all the other areas. Fine index for finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, dash, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for the right lower extremity, where the claimant appears to have a paresis of the right lower extremity with decreased strength of plus 2 over 5. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity and right leg hemiparesis with decreased strength. Probable diagnoses. Number one, hip pain with right leg damage. Dash, the claimant appears to have a right leg paresis with decreased strength and motor function. It's difficult to say whether this was coming from his herniated disc that he had or whether it was could have been from a stroke. He did have a discectomy of the L2, L3, L3, L4, and L4 through L5 with a fusion performed with positive right radiculopathy by EMGs and nerve conduction velocities. His condition is poor and has not done well. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant is presently on multiple medications for his high blood pressure. His blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 79, which is normal. He appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Miguel Solis Tejerina.